Here's the last two real quick. Step number six, take massive action. And when do you do it? Well, when would now be a good time? Right? You don't want to wait now. So often my kids will say something like, you know, we ought to do X. And I'll look at them and say, when would now be a good time to do that? And they look at me and they get a little quizzical look on their face and they start to smile and they get the message. Right? Now is the time. There is no time but now. The power is in now. The power is not in the future. The power is not in tomorrow. The power is in this moment in which you act. And I've already said the things I'd say under this principle, but I'll just remind you, knowing that repetition is the mother of skill. Never leave the sight of setting a goal without doing something towards its attainment. And the more massive the action, the more committed you are. So again, you know, instead of saying, well, you know, I need to change my diet, go home and tear everything out of the house and throw it down that toilet, like I said. You know, go do something crazy. Go do something outrageous. You know, do something you would never normally do that will commit you to following through. Burn the bridges behind you so you have to move forward. This has power. Nothing great happens by having little goals with little action. You got to have big goals. That's what inspires you, and big action that makes it possible. And I'll tell you, massive action doesn't mean it has to be a lot of work. I'll tell you some massive action. One of the easiest things you could do that would get you on target for your goal that requires you no money, all it requires is you making a decision and taking action immediately. Incantations. When you state a phrase over and over again out loud using your entire body in the emotional state you want to feel, you literally condition your mind and body to experience it. So for example, if you want to get your body in shape and you start to create a phrase, it doesn't even have to sound good. I'm a lean, mean, fighting machine. I'm a lean, mean, fighting machine. Or, you know, I'm a fit, lean, mean, fighting machine. I don't know what you want to say. Or every day in every way, I'm getting stronger and stronger. Every day in every way, I'm feeling happier and happier. And you say that for 45 minutes while you walk or jog or run. You talk about massive action. It's called massive conditioning. You can't just get rid of a negative belief. You got to replace it. You could just incant your new beliefs, the beliefs that you wrote down earlier. You could just say them again and again and change the emphasis. So change the state. Say it with pride. Say it with strength. Say it with a smile on your face. Say it with laughter in your heart. Say it as if God was guiding you. By changing the emotion, you change the impact that you feel inside your body. And you literally begin to condition yourself for more action. Again, you get momentum. Massive action creates momentum. Massive action is the cure-all. Massive action doesn't mean you have to do 5,000 things. It means do something. And if it's something big and you go after it and you make progress of any sort, it's going to reinforce you because you're going to see that the big problem is not as big as you thought in your head. Things are always bigger in your head than they really are. Tackle it. Make it real. Do it right now. So if I said to you right now, there's one action you're going to take, a small, simple action and a big action that's going to get you going. Something you could do like a quick phone call, email, and then something that required time, energy, or money, or a big effort. You're going to go out and you're going to take that car of yours and you're going to blow it up so no one has to drive it. So you've been embarrassed by it. Your kids are embarrassed. You're going to commit yourself. I don't know. What's a big action? What's a little action? Turn off this program just for a second and write down those two things. Go. This is a pretty cool process, isn't it? You know why? Because this is really a results workshop. This is how you get results. You know, no more talk, no more just getting inspired. Let's get down to it and let's make it fun. Now, what were your actions? What did you come up with? Did you come up with a little one and a big one? I'll give you some examples of some people here. For John, our producer here, who wanted to make sure he got his songs going and started working out, he said two simple actions, immediate. Number one, the minute he goes home, he's going to grab the clipboard and he's going to put it right on his pillow. So he can't miss it, and it's just an absolute commitment. This is going to be it. So easy, but it'll make it happen. And he said the second thing, which is a big thing for him because he hasn't worked out in a while, is he's going to put on his gear instantly with no delay, go right in there and get busy. Those two things will get him momentum. You know, once he gets in there, he'll feel good. The hardest part of working out is getting in the gym. You know, once you start working out, you get momentum. It's just like anything else, and it feeds you because it feels good to move, right? Next, the young lady wanted to lose that weight. She said the first thing she's going to do is she's going to call her friend Shannon and she's going to schedule this Saturday to run those big stairs by the beach. Second, she's going to get rid of what she calls her big girl clothes, which is the stuff she hangs on to because she's overweight during the summer. And she says, I'm going to give it away now so that by summer, when summer comes, I have nothing else to be wearing, so I have to be thin. Great massive action. Fabulous. And for my friend here who's the engineer, He's going to immediately schedule his weekly meetings with his design team down in the Gas Lamp District because he said it's so motivating for an artist to be there. And he said, that'll just be so cool. It'll stimulate us. We'll be going. And then the big one is, he said, as soon as the first product's done, I'm going to take my team to the SoMo District in San Francisco. That's south of Market for those not from the Frisco area, or as they call it, the city. If you call it Frisco, they know you're not from the area. But the point is, he's going to take his whole team up there so they'll be inspired and they'll be rewarded and everybody's got something to look forward to. So this is the kind of thing that gets momentum going. So here's the final step. Step number 7, use the 7th power. You go, step 7, 7th power? Is this designed to confuse me? Yes, it's designed to sound mysterious because we're coming to the end of the workshop and you have to add a little zest in here because, you know, while we've got an action plan here, it's pretty basic. So you have to make it sound really special, the 7th power. But my 7th power is this. Everybody in life has standards for themselves, but we all have certain needs. And one of those needs we talked about earlier is the need for love and connection. One of those needs is the need to feel like we're significant or important to the people around us. And the people that have the power to make us feel loved or unloved, the people we give that power to are the people we call our peers. Now, for some people, the peers are their family. For some people, the peers are their friends at home. For some people, they have their peers at work. But anybody who you care how they feel about you has the power to influence the way you think to some extent. Now, some people are completely influenced by their peers, and some people tend to lead their peers. But everyone is influenced to some extent. And the reason is because we all want this love and connection. So when I say that most people's lives are a direct reflection of the expectations of their peer group, here's what that means. If you have a peer group of people, people who you care how they feel about you, and they have a lower expectation for what they want for their body, for example, let's say they, you know, they're comfortable with being overweight, then if you have a higher standard, it's going to bother you to see that they're overweight. But because they're your friends, you don't want to make them wrong all the time, and that would feel terrible. You love them. Plus, they don't want to feel like they're not significant either. So they're not going to try and pull you down because they don't love you. They're going to go, hey, it's just one piece of chocolate. Come on, it's just one more bite. Come on. Oh, stop being so rigid. And all they're doing is trying to make sure they don't lose you. Because everybody senses that if you have a higher standard, that they're not as important. If you have a higher standard, they feel less significant. If you have a higher standard, you might not feel as connected. So people become vested very often in bringing you to a lower standard to where they are. Now, the opposite happens. If you join a group of people that have a higher standard than you have for your life, just to stay in that peer group, you have to raise your standards, don't you? To be a Marine, you got to raise your standards. To be in the Airborne, you got to raise your standards, right? If you're going to play tennis and you're playing against people much better than you are, you're going to get better because you have to, just to stay in rapport, just to stay in the game, just for them to want to visit with you. Because otherwise, they're going to get bored. And that's true of emotions. That's true of spirit. That's true of economic success. That's true of how much negativity you're willing to put out or not. Whoever you're around, here's the simple thought. Whoever you spend time with is who you become. If you lie down with dogs, you come up with fleas. It's an old phrase. It's another one of those cliches, but it is so true. Because who you spend time with is who you become. Because eventually, if you got higher standards, one of two things are going to happen. Either you're going to get them to raise their standards and you're going to lead them to a new level, or you're going to get frustrated, burnout, tired, or going to comply with their standards sooner or later out of your need for love. So in life, here's what you got to do. A lot of people say, yeah, but my peer group's my family. Oh, no, no, no. Here's what you got to do. Love your family, pick your peer group, right? Because a lot of family members are not the right people to be influencing how you feel because a lot of them have their own stuff. So you got to pick your peer group and love your family because you got to love your family whether they're nice or not. That's just about being a human being, right? So when I say to tap into the 7th power, it's the power of environment. It's the power of picking a peer group that has a higher standard. So if you want to make sure this plan you follow through on really occurs, you got to get somebody else who's already living that way. If you pick a buddy who's also struggling to work out, the two of you will find yourself at Starbucks instead of at the stairs. You can't let that happen. Find somebody who's already succeeding. That's why hiring a coach is so valuable, because you know they can't cop out. That's their job, and you know they live it every day. You got to get around people with a higher standard. Now, if you get that person and you take your friend with you, and the two of you have someone who's a higher standard, and you both care how they feel, or you've hired them, so you have to follow through, then you got a different game, don't you? Then things are going to actually occur. That's why I so believe in coaching. I mean, my favorite thing is to make sure that when somebody has an immersion program like this, there's someone to walk you through making sure you take action. So I really encourage you to call our company and get yourself a coach. Start out for 90 days. At the end of 90 days, if you're not thrilled, you can end it. But you won't. You'll find these coaches will make a difference in your life long term. Because what coaches are people that have a higher standard and they have an entire focus to make sure you follow through, and you can't manipulate them. Because while they care about you, they care enough to not let you lie to yourself, not distort things. And they'll help you get disturbed if you're not. And they'll do it in a way that's elegant and respectful. They'll help you make these decisions. They basically get you to do these seven steps on a regular basis instead of you hoping that it works out. So that's why coaching's so valuable. But you got to create an environment where you are reinforced for doing what it is you're really committed to. You've got to make that happen if you're going to succeed. And by the way, pick an environment that also reinforces you, like we talked about earlier, for the small wins. You got to have somebody that not only will challenge you, but you got to make sure you get rewarded. So if they don't do it for yourself. Like if you're going to learn to play the game of golf, for example, it can be a bit overwhelming unless you focus when you go out and play, not on all the shots you miss, but on the ones you made. If you go out and say, okay, I scored 138 today, and these guys, they hit a 62. This is a bit depressing. It seems overwhelming. So what you got to do is instead, you got to keep track on every hole. You did two great putts. You had a great drive. You know, you write down those and you forget the stuff that doesn't matter, because if you keep focusing on the failure, you never get the success. Remember, you can only build on success. And if you got a great peer group, they're going to challenge you, but they also should be able to reinforce you for your progress, not somebody who is so in need of significance themselves that they can't acknowledge you as well. It's an important point to remember. And also remember this, you're going to get off track. You're going to screw up. The secret is not do you fall down. The secret is do you sit there on the ground and cry and complain and talk about how you always do this and you sabotage yourself and tell a story, or do you get your butt back up immediately and start running? And the other thing is, don't make this more complex than it needs to be. I was talking to this woman the other day, and she was majorly overweight, and she was saying, yes, well, I'm going to put my plan together. When I get back home, I'm going to go do research on the very best trainer possible and, you know, make sure that they have all the best distinctions and tools. And, you know, within 2 weeks, I'll get started. I said, ma'am, with all due respect, you're so overweight. You don't need a sculpting genius. You need a big guy behind you to yell, run, right? That's what you need. You don't need some massive detailed plan. You need some momentum here. Don't be telling yourself this big story. Just go do it. Because that's what this is all about. In the end, it's about doing it. It's about living it. It's about experiencing it. It's about not settling. Figure out who you're going to do that with, though. Who you're going to do it with, or who you're going to share the victory with, or who you're going to tell your commitment to. Make sure you decide that right now. Who will you share this experience with? Who will you commit to? Who will hold you to that standard for real and not let you off the hook? Who will be leading you by example and you will not want to lose face with, so you will follow through even when it's uncomfortable and it's uneasy, and therefore you'll achieve the experience called the real you, where your life reflects a person who lives at the edge. And I don't mean the edge of challenge. I mean the edge that reflects someone who is sharp, someone who can make anything they think about happen in their life, someone who knows that it's all about enjoying your life and producing the results. It's not about talking about the story about why it didn't happen, it can't happen now, and all the reasons. Give up the story, go for the results. Take this RPM plan you've created and turn it into reality and start to experience the pride that comes when you're one of those people that doesn't have to explain why they aren't achieving, but he gets to share the joy of what you've accomplished, and you can share with other people how you did it because you're conscious in your process. See, that's a life that's fun. That's a life at the edge. That's a life that's extraordinary. So I hope this results workshop has moved you forward. And if you didn't do some of the steps, go back and do them. And if you got to listen to this 10 times to get yourself to do it, do it. But get yourself to take the action. And once you do this, now we can start with this as the foundation. Anything else we teach, you can follow through. You know why? Now you've got a system every day to look at this, a system to feel the gratitude and fill back up with the emotions that'll move you forward, a system to put your body in a peak state so you feel that sense of will, a system that every morning will start your life where you feel successful because you know you've already achieved first thing in the morning, a system that'll get you connected and loving yourself, a system that'll get you focused on what you want and why you want it and the actions to make it work. And all that happens within an hour. And now you got a system here that if you're not following through, you can go through these seven steps, you can kick yourself in the butt, tell yourself the truth, get the plan, make it happen, and make it fun. Now, today, I want you to go do those two things you wrote down you're going to do. Do them right away and really acknowledge yourself. And remember, don't let this be the end. If this is just the edge you're listening to, let's continue this process so we cover the specifics, the plan, and the follow-through in each area of your life that matters. Your body and your energy, your emotions, your relationships, your finances. that sense of purpose, the level of joy in your life. Let's continue the immersion together. And if you're going to do that, call me right now and let me continue to be your coach. You know the number, 1-800-898-TONY, T-O-N-Y, 1-800-898, it's Tony, 8669, or go to the web at tonyrobbins.com. Listen, I just want to let you know it's been my privilege to be your coach. And I want to thank you for taking this journey with me. And I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Till then, God bless you and live with passion.